All right, Mark joins us now. Mark, representing the state of Vermont. Come on up, Mark. Mark, representing Vermont. Hey, Mark.
How are you?
Good. Go right there to the end.
I'll do that.
You're good. Good to have you with us, Mark.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm great. All right, we'll get started. There's your first slide.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody submitted that, eh?
Yeah. 495,000 ballots sent out. Vermont, 360,000 ballots back. Floating, 135,000 extra ballots. Second highest turnout.
I had a copy of the voter rolls, and it was inflated by 100,000. I know that. I was told I was supposed to speak about the machines. Hmm? We know the machines are bad. Our state was run on Smartmatic machines for the 2020 election, controlled by a company in Salem, New Hampshire, this LHS Associates. Nobody in the state knows how to program them. Nobody in the state has any access to the memory cards. They claim there's no ballot images. This LHS Associates is owned by a guy that's a convicted coke dealer. So they control the machines for Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. Now, our Secretary of State, Jim Condos, who's stepping down this year, decided to put new machines into Vermont. So we have now, from LHS Associates, new Dominion machines. It's very easy that there could be points in there to make them internet accessible. Nobody looks at them. People don't know how to run them. They have to go out of state to learn how to run the machines. And it's the same thing. The memory cards are not subject to FOIA requests because they're held in Salem, New Hampshire through a private company. Curiosity, anybody want to guess who brought the machines to Vermont?
Who?
Yeah, picture a man that was thrown out of a commune because he wouldn't work. Never worked a day in his life, thrown out of college and got married to get somebody to support him. That's the guy.
Is that Bernie Sanders?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's Kazarian Mafia out of New York City and knows that whoever counts the ballots is what counts, not who you voted for.
It's not who votes, but who counts the votes.
It's, yeah, he knows. He's a Marxist. Yep. There's no question.
Go to your next slide. We did this one. Okay, what have been some of your roadblocks?
Somebody said there, roadblocks. Roadblocks is legislation. They have legislated against us for years. Not being able to get any of the data from the elections whatsoever. They've been doing it for years and putting roadblocks in front of us. I want to go to 2020. Excuse me. 2020, there was no legislation for mass mail-out ballots. The governor took control, said we're going to mail out ballots. The Secretary of State's mailed out ballots to everybody under the guise of the pandemic. There was no legislation for it. It was completely illegal to do mass mail out ballots in 2020. This should have been over in August of 2020 when the CDC came right out and said that the death count was 9,600 and not 155,000. It should have been over. But, of course, we know all our legislators are invested in Pfizer, right?
Wow. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Is that 5 minutes?
That's it. We are it. They're pushing on me. Thank you. Mark from Vermont. Thank you, Mark.